Going on, everybody? Tough Times, episode 9.
Tough Times.
We're back.
We're back with karaoke microphones. We're feeling good.
My buddy just reached out, said he's working on the song still.
Really?
Yeah, we got a Tough Times intro song in the works right now.
Are we keeping Raph?
Raph is cool. I like Raph Rundell. Season 1 vibe.
Dude, I think it's a big deal we got Raph on.
Like, when we get the actual song, though, we can use that song. Like,
I know.
It's our song to use, you know?
Yeah. Right now, it's like, we can use it, but it's also like...
It's funny.
He gave a disclaimer to us a little bit, so you got to respect that part a little.
Yeah. Well, that's what's cool. Raph Rundell. I would never disrespect another RR, you know? The alliteration's too nice.
Yeah. It is pretty nice, yeah.
It looks like I'm using the Bud Light can as my microphone. It's like, does he have a microphone, or is it just the Bud Light can he's talking into?
It does. Wait, dude. I don't know if they can see it.
It's right here. I put a little sticker on it.
It's great.
I knew Mizba would get a kick out of it.
I know.
Even though it was nothing like crazy about it. Yeah. He's like, dude, cool sticker, man. Where'd you get these made? I was like, right here. Right here.
Should we fill him in on the experience?
Where are we? Experience?
The experience tonight. What do you? How do you?
Tonight's experience.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've never wanted to be high profile enough to be wanting to be targeted by a sniper more than tonight. I was like, man, I was like, you know, I would really enjoy that. Like, if I had to go around and I'm like ducking a sniper all day, like, this would be the one time where I was like, I'm right here.
I felt very similarly. It was a little tough to get through, but you know what?
It was brutal. It's mainly because the heat, too. Honestly, I could disregard the rest of it. It was just the heat that was killing me.
Yeah. And you dehydrated. Yeah. There's no
What's crazy is like the whole time it's like such a struggle of being a comedian. You were talking about it like a little bit ago. You were saying like, man, what a grind, right? Like, we go there with such high energy. We get there. The energy is real high throughout the first like 20 minutes. Yeah, we're gonna crush tonight. I'm telling Mizba about jokes I'm writing about people in the back of the room. I'm like, dude, they're never gonna see this crowd work coming. And then, like, you fizzle out a little bit. You're like, man, it's really hot. Reality sets in. You're like, it's hot out here. It's just like the crowd energy doesn't seem that right now. And then you reach a stale point in the night where you're just like, you know, am I happy where I'm at right now? Am I happy here? And then you start getting a little miserable because then you start to see people that you had crowd work on start to leave. You're like, oh, no. I was going to open with that. I was going to open with this group of girls in the back today. It was a risk, but I was going to be like, yo, give it up for TLC in the back here. Love to see them. Glad they can make it out. Just kidding. I was like, wow, you know, I'm not really kidding. Cause like, I don't know. It was like a Beyonce joke, right? I was like, the three of you could figure out which one of you is Beyonce. And I was just going to say like, you know, just kidding. None of you are Beyonce. No one is Beyonce because she's a 10. That's how, like, the scale of 1 to 10, it's on a scale of 1 to Beyonce for me. I don't know about you. There's no perfection, but then you're like, oh, well, Beyonce.
And nobody, like, you don't have any Beyonce haters. Nobody hates Beyonce.
You would never cheat on Beyonce either because, you know, your stuff would end up in a box to the left.
Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce, actually.
It's crazy because his stuff never ended up to the left, to the left, to the left. Everything he owns is not
talking
in
to me in code. Like, move your mic over.
Oh yeah, to the left. Was code. Yeah. Would you spy or something? You were just like interpreting that for code. Have you been in situations where you use code?
I know Morse code. Yeah,
that's where you're getting me at now. It's making me wonder that you've been using code of some sort.
Dude, check it out. Ready?
You have Morse code lined up.
Yeah.
I thought you were using word code.
That's Morse code.
No,
nah, you've done Cub Scouts. I feel like you would know.
I've done Cub Scouts. Yeah, do I look like a guy who's done Cub Scouts?
You look like you still do Cub Scouts.
I look like the guy that went to his mom about Cub Scouts, and she shut that shit down at the door. She was like, Ryan, how much does it cost? Oh, you said any monetary value over 0.01 cent? Then we're not doing it.
Yeah, you... I don't know. I do feel like you could pull off being a Bear Scout, like the leader.
For sure.
Who's like the chaperone who takes him around.
Who, you said the Bear Scout leader?
yeah, that's you.
The Bear Scout leader? You peg me as a Bear Scout leader.
Yeah, you lead the bears.
The Bears. And who are the Bears?
I'm just kidding.
On the Grinder? Damn. So you're talking about leading kids on the Grinder.
No. I'm not talking about kids. I'm talking about Bears, full-grown adults who are
Scouts. No, there is none of those.
Yes, there is, dude.
Like a retired Cub Scouts meeting?
How do you think?
They don't do that.
Cub Scouts don't lead themselves. They have adults with them.
Yeah, but there's not like a group of old Cub Scouts getting together. It's like saying the Girl Scouts have an agency that's like, hey, once you reach the age that no longer allows you into our society, you have to transition into the Elder Scouts community.
Of course.
The Elder Scouts? You think they have Elder Scouts?
Yeah. How do you think they sell those cookies?
Yeah, I guess like they send them off to marketing school and all that, and they figure it out.
The marketing school, great, dude. I buy economics. Them every year. I buy
yeah,
like
you ever understand,
boxes.
Like, you know, people want to complain about, like, you know, equality, fairness, things like that, Miss, but right?
Yeah.
How about this, right? I'm painting a little image for you. You go on down to the grocery store, right? Mm-hmm. And you see the Girl Scouts. What do? When you see the Girl Scouts, Mizpah?
You look away.
Well, I mean, you're thinking too hard about it. Yeah. Yeah, Mizpah. I mean, like, we all look away.
We're
yeah. Oh, I thought you were saying, oh, okay. Well, yeah, you are going the route I was going. And yeah. I get it's expensive, okay? Yeah.
Dude, but it's like, $5 a box.
I know. That's what I'm saying, but like, regardless, what do you do when you see them? Do you buy the cookies, right? People buy the cookies, right?
I do, yeah.
People are buying their cookies, right?
Yep.
Do you know what the Boy Scouts do outside of grocery stores?
You
familiar with what type of fundraiser they do?
No.
I'm going to tell you. They sell popcorn, Mizpah.
See, this is how I told you. I knew he was a Cub Scout. This is the
It has nothing to do with popcorn. Knowing. It's just me being a well-informed citizen. Now, I was at a Walmart the other day. Do you know how much a bag of popcorn goes for?
$3.50.
That's what you would pay for a bag of popcorn, and you feel like you don't get taken advantage of?
Smart food, if it was a big bag of smart food.
Yeah, it's fair enough. Smart food's very good popcorn, too, right?
White cheddar, yeah.
Yeah, white cheddar. I knew you were talking white cheddar, too, before we even got there. But anyway, do you know how much the Boy Scouts sell a bag of popcorn for? I'm going to blow your mind here. I guarantee you're not going to guess it right on the first try.
$6.
Wrong.
More?
Yes.
$8?
Mizpah, you're not using enough digits right now.
$10?
Mizpah. Times that by two.
There's no way.
I promise you,
there's
times it by
no
two.
Way.
Times
$20?
It by two. $20 for a bag of popcorn, man.
A normal bag.
A normal bag of popcorn. It says home-style butter on it, I think.
Who wants that? That's why they're not selling
it. It's a scam, bro. I tell you what, right? When you see those girls out there selling the Girl Scout cookies, right? You see them and you say, you know, I was a kid once. Let me buy some cookies, right? Let me support. And you walk over there like a flexer if you have a decent job. I mean, like, sure. I'm probably right around 40K a year probably, but...
Yeah, I get 3 boxes. I throw it down.
Yeah, you know, I throw it down. Like, I'm like, yo, give me 5 boxes. And then I'm like handing boxes to people as I'm walking out of the store, like Oprah. I'm like, you get a peanut butter. You get a peanut butter, you know? And that's how I walk out of the store.
That's the one you like?
That's how... I like the peanut butter patty. Yeah.
Caramel.
I gave
Delight.
It away when I started talking about it. Caramel Delight's number two.
Yeah.
Caramel Delight's number two, but I'm always asking for that peanut butter patty. Not the BS peanut butter sandwich cookies. Easily confused. I'm talking about the chocolate covered ones that you put them in the fridge and they hit way better.
The mint one?
I hate when people say that it hits better when you put it in the fridge. It just tastes better. It doesn't hit better. It's not a boxer. I'm not going to put it in a ring.
Yeah. I mean, it does hit your stomach a little differently.
The Caramel Delights I might put in a ring, though.
Dude, they actually sell that all year round? It's like not under the name of Girl Scout cookies, though. It's like
they
Nestle.
Knock it off.
Yeah, it's like Toll House.
Oh, Nestle, Fudge like Stripes.
Fudge Stripes.
It's
yeah.
nowhere near the same cookie at all, but
it's not,
still
but
good.
It's similar.
You know, the dollar store mimics the Girl Scout cookies exactly. I'm actually on a whole theory that like when the Girl Scouts run out of room for all the cookies they have, they sell them to a third party company and then they box them up and take them to the dollar store. I think that's happens.
Dude,
I think
that's
it happens.
They do at Indian stores. My mom was trying to get into that.
They do it at Indian stores. Wow, your mom was getting into the rebranding food.
Yeah, she wanted to do samosas.
It makes so much sense too, because like when I go to an Indian gas station, you walk in and you see like a bag of Sour Patch Kids, but it's like it's not in a Sour Patch bag. It's just in like a clear bag that says like Genity Farms or something. And you're just like Genity who.
Bulk foods.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. Yeah. Get it from Costco, split it up.
It's like Hindi Farms.
You
or
know,
something.
It's a reselling thing, you know?
It's smart. It's very smart.
It is smart, yeah. It's just very not, it's not a.
They're like, man, we could do candy better than them. They repackage candy and sell it like it's not like a suspect thing to do.
I
but anyway,
know.
Back to this popcorn, Mizpah. We didn't spend enough time on this popcorn.
I know.
$20 a bag. Now, when you come out to the popcorn, right, it's the same approach as the Girl Scouts. You're like, oh, the Girl Scouts were just doing this, you know? I don't want to be sexist. Let me buy a bag from the boys, too, right? So you go over to the boys' table. You're like, how much for a few bags, boys? And they're just like, well, do you want the unpopped or the popped?
What?
Right? So, that Mizba, I promise you, they sell it unpopped as well in movie theater bags. Like Orville Redenbacher, right? You thought he had a monopoly on the game? The Boy Scouts, they're in there. They have their own brand. But they don't sell it in grocery stores. They've skipped that route, and they're like, we're going to sell it out front. And the problem is, it's like they're kids, right? So you walk up, you got your wallet out. You're like, how much for a bag, boys? And they're like, $20. And you're like, whoa, wait, what? You know, you got to get real with them. You got to bring it down. You're like, hey, guys, why don't you guys sell your bags cheaper and take a little less? And like the mom.
You definitely would get into it with them.
It sucks, dude. It sucks. I had to.
Of course.
Not with the kids, though, the mom. Because the mom tried to upsell me right away. And it was great that she did that. It's because I didn't have to break it down to the kids then that I wasn't buying a bag. You know, I got to break it down to the mom. I was like, listen, lady. I was like, you're out of your mind. She's like, oh, well, am I out of my mind? 80% of the sale goes to the Boy Scouts. And I was like, yo.
She said that?
Yeah. She said 80% of the sale goes to the Boy Scouts. So I was doing the math in my head. I was like, all right, well, $16 is going to the boys. That's nice. But why don't you guys just sell cheaper bags of popcorn and take a 50-50 cut? You can sell that bag for $10, man. More easy.
That's still a lot of money.
It's a very lot of money.
A lot.
But they're like, if they were like 50-50, goes to the Boy Scouts, you know?
Yeah.
And then why are the Boy Scouts getting so greedy? Why do you need 80%? Probably fighting all those lawsuits. Where's that lawsuit money going?
It's
coming from the popcorn.
It's definitely that whole glass door, glass ceiling thing, you know?
You know, Betty Crocker, she gives prizes out in her popcorn. And it's not $20 a box. You know that?
No.
Sometimes you get two prizes in one box.
Betty Crocker makes popcorn?
Yeah. Take me out to the ball game, you know?
I mean, I know.
It's Cracker Jack. It's not Betty Crocker.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I've had some Cracker Jack. That's not bad.
I feel like Betty was related to Cracker Jack.
I'm pretty sure
Cracker Jack a guy?
No, Betty Crocker is like a
Cracker Jack
goods.
Is not good, right?
No, it wasn't.
You're not a Cracker Jack guy? It's terrible. It's like, what is it, caramel popcorn?
They like put in goodie bags and stuff. It's a filler.
It is a filler. It's not good at all.
Not a fan. I mean, I don't know. It also doesn't hit the same, like, where you're like, well, wait, they don't sell it with the same energy, you know what I mean? They kind of just, like...
What do you mean they don't sell it with the same energy? They got a song for it.
Who?
Cracker Jack.
No, I'm talking about the...
They're integrated into baseball.
Oh, that's...
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
I
don't care if they ever come back. You know, your team could be losing, and they're saying Cracker Jack's going to make that better.
Wow.
Like, wow, what a marketing ploy, huh?
That's almost as good as ballpark buns.
Maybe if the boys got together and they came out with a Boy Scout song, they could one up on the girls. You know,
that's what I thought you were saying originally. I was like,
the first problem is they should
have
went with a different item than popcorn.
That's the first mistake.
You're competing with cookies. You're bringing popcorn to a cookie fight. Like,
they're trying to
get
salty
out of here.
And savory, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think they're trying to pair with them? You're trying to pair with them.
I think so. They're probably trying to be different, but it's like...
Do you think there's like an annual board meeting where they were like deciding which months they would get to sell in?
Yeah, probably.
They were like, hey, guys.
The Elder Scouts
got the cookie months down. Yeah,
know.
The Elder Scouts, yeah. It sounds like a Lord of the Rings novel when you bring the Elder Scouts in. You're like, the Elder Scouts, the Elder Elves.
Like, no, November's my month. Yeah, I don't know. I actually weirdly wanted to do Cubs. Remember we had, I don't know if we can say his name, Mr. Chang?
Well, here's the thing. We had the assembly. It's like your first taste.
To get into
it's like being in, like, offered to be into a frat.
Yeah,
they bring you
all
in,
those pins
and it's like,
and
they're like, guy walks in, he's like, oh, how you doing, boys? Well, you guys want to see my pocket knife? He flips it out. It's like, oh, whoa, this guy's got a knife on him. Pre 9/11, obviously. You can't bring a knife in a school now.
You did before?
Yeah, I mean, after 9/11, you couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that was actually my motivation.
I had a friend who carried knives around, like, all the time.
Me too.
Yeah, he just, like, always had a knife on him. Like, it was very bizarre. You'd be like, let me get a knife. He'd be like, here you go. You just produce one. You'd be like, where did that just come from?
It's also, like, the people who would never actually use it when it came down to use it. Like, you can, I can't imagine him.
Oh, this guy would use a knife. Actually, funny story here. I was living on this guy's futon for a little bit, right? And my homie Z, shout out to Z. We were down in the boroughs of Norristown. Yeah, this light's about to go out on me, huh?
Yeah, wow.
It's a lights out show over here at Tough Time Studios. Anyway.
Somebody singing outside?
Nah, Mason watches TV really loud. Dude, this is him all night. He sleeps
Wait,
to this.
That's TV?
Yeah, dude. Crazy, right? Dude, this guy like sleeps to that guy talking all night.
Who is that? That's loud. That's
yeah,
so
it's
loud.
Really loud, right?
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Mason's going to watch this,
too. What was I saying? Maybe.
Sleep tight.
Maybe. Anyway, you were saying friends with knives don't ever use the knives. Anyway, I'm with my buddy here, and there's a scream. It's 4 a.m. in the morning. We're in deep Norristown, right? You're familiar with Norristown? It's not
I
that good down
there.
Yeah, it's not good down there. Deep scream coming from the first floor.
Ooh.
And, dude, instant fear. I was like, man. Oh,
while
God.
You're in the house?
Of course. I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. I was like, I'm pretty sure Z doesn't have any guns here. But anyway, we go down to the first floor. Z's mom's coming up the stairs, right? She's flying up the stairs screaming. And she goes, there's a bat in the house.
A bat?
A bat, right? So we're over here. I'm like, dude, there's no bat down here. Get out of here. And he's like, dude, you think my mom's going to scream over nothing? And I was like, I don't know. Maybe. You know, it was a bat. I mean, we'll see. And you look to the doorway. There's a bat hanging upside down in the doorway, right?
Wow.
So he goes, there it is. And I was like, whoa. I actually have some footage of this somewhere. Somewhere. There's footage of me and Z with the bat here. Tonight. This whole thing is on video somewhere. So if anybody ever wants to see it, you just hit the comments. But anyway, so Z sees the bat, identifies it. Z has a machete, right, in his hand. That's where the knife comes into play. People with knives, they don't use them. He had his giant machete with him, right? Why did he have a machete? I don't know. He had a nice machete collection.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Don't rob people in the hood. They got machetes. And
was he swinging it at the bat?
So this bat flies towards us, right? Z swings the machete, misses completely. Splits a chair in half. Wooden chair, just annihilated. Just splits in half, falls in half. And I was like, wow, sharp sword. Cool. And he's like, it's not a sword, it's a machete. That's how sword people are. That you caught the wrong thing. You caught the blade the wrong thing. He's just like real quick to correct you. He's like, oh, you know, my sensei made this. You know? It's a katana blade, original steel. And it's like, all right, man, I didn't ask for all the details, yeah. You know? So then the bat flies back, and he's in front of us again. Z looks at me and he goes, yo, he said, grab that lid. It's like a plastic container lid. So I grab this plastic container lid. I look at Z and he goes, when he flies toward me, I'm going to swing at him and chop him. I was like, all right. I was like, that's not going to work. You know, so I pull out my phone, get a video of this because I was like, this is not going to work. What do you know? This bat flies towards us. Z, one swing of the machete, swift swing, right through it, slices this thing in half. It just splits in half. It's like, you know, the one wing still flapping in the ground. Yeah, the bat was on the ground just like twitching. He like grabs the knife, like field hockeys it into the shoebox that I was holding.
Licks it.
Yeah, pretty much, honestly, right?
You guys ate it afterwards.
Honestly, that's how it felt because he just then took it outside. He's like, he'll be back when he's stronger one day. You know, I was just like, Jesus. It's like real savage.
That's crazy.
He's like, usually I remove the head. I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, well, that means he's used that thing before.
Dude, I remember the one time I was sleeping there. It was just me, right? Z gave up his like bed. He's like, you sleep in my bed. At the time, he had a girlfriend who he's married to now. It was cool. Cool story now. It's like, whoa, this went on to be his girl. And man, I'm sleeping there alone one night. And it was like real scary. And then I heard some noises outside. So I go over to the window and I open the window up. Thank God I shut the window really quick. Two raccoons try to dive inside.
On what? The top floor?
On the third floor, yeah.
On the third floor? How's that possible?
I don't know. They were like hanging out on this roof balcony there, and like there was like a, you know, a surface there, and the window was there.
Dude, raccoons are huge.
Of course. And I called Z up, and I was like, see, there's two raccoons outside of your window right now. And he's like, I wish I was there. I would chop their heads off. And he was like dead serious. Dude. I was like, Jesus. I was like, I'm glad you're not here. I don't want to see that.
That's intense to be out on the roof swinging.
It's very intense. You ever see an animal die right in front of you?
Yeah.
Wow.
We used to actually go cut like get goats and chicken, and you would see you would.
Did you ever do it yourself?
No, I didn't do it. I
you're lying.
Dad,
look at him. He's like, damn, we might be fooled. We might have missed out on a lot. We're gonna edit it here, and this is gonna be the end of the episode. And we just ended on like a non-talk point.
It's all right. We'll continue this story.
This is a good time. Yeah. My roommate's dog killed a groundhog in front of me. It was very graphic. That's the end of the story. There's no need for another continuation episode on that. Yeah. It's graphic. We know that you were slaughtering goats when you were younger. Look at him. He's like, it wasn't me. I wasn't slaughtering anything.
I'm vegan, for the record.
Vegan? You're not vegan.
I know.
It's believable, though. You know? Even though I said you were not vegan, I was like, is he?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I've seen him, maybe? And I started thinking, I was like, actually, I haven't seen him eat meat in a while.
I feel like vegans would enjoy...
But you had some lamb at Halal Guys the other day.
Oh, lamb is my... Yeah, I love lamb.
Yeah.
That one would be tough to watch. Chickens are, you know...
Lamb.
I don't know, actually. No,
you a veal guy? You eat veal?
No, I've never had that.
You know what veal is?
I don't even know. No. I've had bison.
This one will mess you up, man. You know what it is? It's baby cow.
Oh.
Wow, you said it. You said it like you're intrigued. You were like, "Wow, I'd like to eat a baby cow."
Oh, no.
Yeah, they kill the cow prematurely because the meat's more tender. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
this is a lot of PETA. PETA's going to be honest about this one.
Oh, dude,
this is the episode that finally gets us.
I know. We've been waiting for that. Which one is it going to be? In this could.
I know. Yeah.
All right. Well.
Well, we got the wireless mics now. As you can see us, we're not connected.
This has been fun.
Yeah, it's been fun.
See you next time.
Thanks for watching. Yeah, I'm walking off set.
Where are you going?
Doesn't matter where I'm going. They can hear my voice, you know?
Oh, that's true.
I'm just kidding. We're back. That was a bad ending.
It's all right. Like you can cut it.
Yeah, I know. We're going to edit it right here. All right, thanks for watching, people.
See you next time.
Tough times.